Our readings this morning speak about the theme of human freedom. And one of the ways to capture what they are saying is we become like that thing which is the object of our ultimate concern. We become that which is most important to us. We can live in such a way that we are either being conformed closer to the person of Jesus Christ, or we can be moving further and further away from him. And one of the things that the scriptures speak of as well is that what we make the object of our ultimate concern affects the one who is to be the most significant subject in our life, God himself. This week we're reading through the prophet Hosea, who was one of the prophets in the northern kingdom called Israel. And the Lord had Hosea do something very peculiar. He was directed to marry a woman whose name was Gomer, and Gomer would be faithless to Hosea. And one of the things the Lord wanted Hosea to experience, I think, in this was how Gomer's infidelity mirrored the faithlessness of Israel. And Hosea the prophet shared something in the heart of the father. There's a very powerful verse in that reading. And when I came across it this morning as I was reflecting on these passages, it just leapt off the page at me. It's asked as a question. How long will they be incapable of innocence? Let me say that again. How long will they be incapable of innocence? What a searching question. When seen in relation to the Lord's complaint against Israel, and part of the complaint was the following. They actually thought God was their ultimate concern, but he wasn't. That at their shrine at Bethel, they were serving idols and not the true and living God. And then there was that verse in the reading that said that they thought their sins were being expiated by their coming to God, but they were only sinning more and more, because there is something at the heart of what it is to be human where we can become delusional, that we think our lives are substantive when, as it said in that reading, if again you captured it, it's as if they're sowing the wind. It's as if they are reaping the whirlwind. Never been a farmer, thankfully. I guess I'm sort of a farmer. I'm a pastor. You're doing a type of sowing. But I can just sort of picture that image. Say if you're out on the prairie and there's a huge wind and you're trying to sow your seed and all of the seed is just scattering into the sky. It's having no effect. And in an agrarian culture, this image would have been significant. But how many people today are sowing the wind, just going through the motions of their life, but there being nothing ultimately substantive to it? Well, Hosea seems to say to us, or the Lord says to us through him, that if we continue to live this way, we'll go into exile. We will return to Egypt. And of course, for the northern kingdom, it wasn't literally Egypt, it was Assyria, who in the year 721 BC came in to Bethel, came in to Israel, and took the people into captivity. And we have to be so careful, because there's a tendency that we can have, well, let me just speak for myself, I have to be so careful. There's a tendency that I can have to a certain kind of self-righteousness. Oh, that world out there that's just so lost, that world out there that they're just sowing to the wind. But thankfully, we know what we're about. But that's not the attitude of the Lord. The Lord asks Hosea to marry Gomer to feel his breaking heart. And then in our gospel, we see very clearly what happens when we misuse human freedom. The gospel says we end up feeling harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And that word that the gospel writers use to describe Jesus' reaction to this is the word compassion. Compassion. It really means to be moved in the bowels, that you've got to go to the bathroom because you just can't hold it in. That's what the word actually means. And that's the kind of heart that our Savior has when he sees people misusing their human freedom. Harassment. Throughout the scriptures, the Lord is grieved because those in authority are misrepresenting God and misrepresenting what life is for. And there are so many today who have influence, who have a voice, who are misrepresenting how we are to use our human freedom. And consequently, there are so many, particularly younger people, who are harassed and seemingly helpless. What are their lives for? A world that would entice us into values that can never satisfy. And that's what idolatry is. Idolatry is thinking that I can invest in this, and that's going to give my life meaning. The scriptures make it very clear that this can never happen. But real meaning happens in our lives when we understand that Jesus alone is the object of our ultimate concern. And when Jesus is the object of our ultimate concern, then our mission will be the same as his mission. Aren't we fortunate at St. Peter's? We have 7 schools under our jurisdiction. We live in communities where there are thousands of people. And God has called us to participate in this mission field, for the harvest has always been plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I think what Jesus means by that in part is this, that there are few who truly share in his heart, who truly share in his compassion. But as we grow in discovering in our own lives that freedom is found through conforming our lives to Christ, then increasingly, St. Peter's will be a parish that will be known for teaching the truth, living with compassion, and helping one another and those who become part of us to rightly order their lives, because we're learning to rightly order our lives. And let me conclude by rehearsing again the beautiful collect that the church had us pray this morning. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep us from all adversity, from sowing the wind, reaping the whirlwind. Keep us from all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, listen to this, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. That's what it's about. To pursue in freedom of heart the things that are Jesus. St. Peter's is called to be a community formed by Jesus, empowered by his Holy Spirit to express his compassionate heart, so that many can pursue in freedom of heart the things that do belong to Jesus.